Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Bangladesh's inclusion in the Saudi-led Maritime Defense Alliance for U.S. interests. Why then can we not lead the Ummah to liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa? Saudi Arabia has formed a 14-nation maritime alliance to protect shipping in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandib Strait, with Bangladesh as a founding member. The move comes as the Houthi group, backed by Iran, has attacked Saudi oil tankers and declared a blockade, while the Strait of Hormuz is effectively closed due to the U.S.-Iran war. Since the war has disrupted global shipping, Washington also has a strong interest in securing this route. This has put Saudi Arabia under pressure to keep Bab al-Mandab open. In such a context, the rulers of Bangladesh have confirmed their joining of a military alliance led by bin Salman, a key agent of USA. The USA's evil plan is to change the nature of the war in the Middle East. Currently, it is a war waged by the USA and the Jewish entity against the Muslims of Palestine and Iran. USA wants to change it into a war between the nation states of Muslims to reduce the pressure upon the armed forces of the Jews and the Crusaders. Thus, instead of mobilizing the armies of Muslims to liberate al-Masjid al-Aqsa, the rulers of Muslims, including Bangladesh, are preparing them for a war of fitna in which Muslims fight and kill Muslims. Foreign Affairs Advisor of Prime Minister Humayun Kubayr has stated that Saudi Arabia holds a special role as custodian of the two holy mosques in Mecca and Medina, and that Bangladesh would respond to any Saudi request for security assistance on, quote, moral and ideological grounds. As one of the world's largest Muslim-majority countries, this raises a critical question. Where does this alliance stand when the blessed land of Al-Aqsa is attacked? Its honor humiliated and its blessed Muslims are being obliterated. If Bangladesh is willing to send forces to protect U.S. interests in the Red Sea, what moral grounds does she have to remain silent when the third holiest site in Islam is under assault? O Muslims, we must not allow the Mujahid armed forces of Bangladesh to be exploited in an American war of fitna between Muslims. We must demand, as we have been demanding, that our brave sons in the armed forces of Bangladesh are mobilized for the liberation of al-Masjid al-Aqsa and all of Palestine, from the river to the sea. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هذا كتاب من محمد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المسلمين والمؤمنين من قريش ويثرب ومن تبعهم فلحق بهم وجاهد معهم إنهم أمة واحدة دون الناس. This is a pact of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between the Muslims and the believers from the tribes of Quraysh and Yathrib and those under them, waging war in their company. Indeed, they are one ummah distinct from all other people. Narrated by Al-Bayhaqi in As-Sunan Al-Kubar. Indeed, the ummah is one, and its war against the disbelievers is one. How can it be that Muslims fight Muslims while the Crusaders and Jews violate our lands, properties, and lives? And why should we not lead the Islamic ummah out of its current division and defeat? For centuries, we have been an intelligent, brave, principled, and dynamic people among the peoples of the Islamic Ummah. Our cities of Dhaka and Chittagong were centers of the jihad against the British occupiers in 1857. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have always been lovers of Islam and supporters of Muslims. Now is the time for us to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, upon the method of the prophethood, which will lead the entire ummah and its armies in decisive wars against the disbelievers who torment us. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.